thought we dominated the play. We're fortunate we've looked back at the video and the still picture as well. Brandon's header, it's clearly over the line. Assistant referee doesn't give it. We've hit the woodwork a couple of times. So we said to the players at half-time, we're pleased with this, but I just thought we were a bit, if you were measuring it in percentage terms, perhaps 10% below the way we were against Doncaster in terms of quality into the final third of movement. I thought we improved in the second half. I thought we started winning the bits. And then we were, apart from probably one Wake shot, which is a good block, and he just goes wide. Chalowake is a drive that just goes wide. Their goal was a clear foul on Jack Bonham. I didn't see the foul at the time. I must admit, I think they scored. The fourth official immediately turned to me and said, Steve, no goal. And Sunderland fans and players and staff are still celebrating. He said, no goal, clear foul. Assistant referee said 3-10. Referee, no go. And next thing I look, and the referee's going over. So I knew there was no goal. Our instruction to the players is, often we might have to go to the very end, because this is a team that's fighting for themselves, aren't they? They're fighting for Sunderland Football Club. They're fighting for fans. They're fighting for their own contracts. And I must admit, we missed a couple of opportunities across the box and different things. And look, if I'm being honest, the minute it fell to Connor, I thought he could score. For a centre-back or playing left-back for us now, he has got, as we see, I think most weeks in open play now, he's got fantastic ability, he's got great desire, and when he spins, he's not going to worry about people flying in to challenge him, tackles, boots coming, studs up. That's what happens in the tightness of the penalty box. I expect him to score, but I probably didn't expect him to put it in the top bag. And he puts it in the top corner. And then the scenes afterwards are reminding me of some special days I've had. I've turned round just to walk back and have a drink of water, and all my substitutes and staff are running past me. And I looked down to the Raynham end, and they were on top of him as well. So it was a great way to win a game.